producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Obamas dine at a restaurant charging $500,000 for a membership. $295 prefixed menu. That dovetails with these little jewels we have here today. Obamacare fines rising in 2015. IRS prepares to collect. It was, of course, in the bill the IRS would collect and take your tax refunds and grab your bank accounts. But they would just have people go on MSNBC and CNN and say it's a hoax. There are no death panels. It doesn't increase prices. You can keep your doctor. Keebler elves are real. Unicorns are real. Well, now it's kicking in for the mass of the public. So enjoy. We're going to be going over that today. But see, you'll be all by yourself, though, just talking to your neighbor when you get your insurance doubled or tripled or they come in and fine you or whatever the case is. It'll just be, wait, Obama lied to me. And it's like, yeah, too late, suckers. Obamacare fines rising in 2015 as the IRS prepares to collect. And then there's another story. That one's out of Fox News. The Washington Times, Obamacare employer mandate kicked in yesterday, January 1st. We're going to be looking at some of that today. That's just one of the little stacks. Harry Reid broke his face. That's the headline. In an exercise accident, he's probably practicing sneaking through windows at night as a Nosferatu. Probably actually fell out of a window climbing up to steal a baby. I'm being sarcastic before the New York Times picks up on that. He actually just sucks the blood of our children's future through the Senate. But the top senator, 75, breaks ribs and face in exercise accident. He is falling off a treadmill. Seriously, good news, though, is a new poll shows tepid GOP support for Boehner in role of the speaker as they prepare for a big budget war looming. That is all coming up on that front. I will get into the health and science news today. The economic news is very interesting. A lot of world news, but on the economic front, Chinese economy set to miss growth target for the first time since Asian financial crises. That ties into Japan's demographic cliff they just hit with their population declining in their new census. We've also got the disgusting news of with an eye of 2016, Jeb Bush resigns from all boards. Rubio says he will run for president whether the GOP says that everyone should stand down for Jeb of the Rhino, Blue Blood, Country Club, Rockefeller, Republican set who want our guns, who want open borders. I mean, holy Toledo. With Republicans like this, who needs Hillary Clinton? And that's how they fix this Don King horse race, this Don King boxing match, is you've got the Bushes that groomed and created the Clintons running against the Clintons, and Hillary is so hated and reviled that even playing the stupid card that she's a woman isn't going to work. To vote for her, you're against women. It will put Jeb Bush, King George III, he should change his name to George, he could be King George III, is there no end to this? Paul Watson's joining us at the bottom of the hour. Terrifying Scottish police to investigate offensive remarks. If you say that that person is fat and they hear you say it, you will be arrested. By the way, there is no law really stating this. But in England, they have secret police that sit in the coffee shops and places listening for any type of racial comments, and you're arrested. It's all part of the intimidation. And the model you see in Europe and the UK is now coming here. We're going to break that down. Very important article. by Christina Sarich, who just has amazing stories. This story should go viral. Geoengineering scientist, I want to get him on, terrified of projects he helped create. A real window into chemtrailing coming up. Stay with us. It's a big transmission.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's a big broadcast lined up today. We are live, broadcasting worldwide, the first live transmission for the InfoWars operation in 2015. It is now Friday, the second day of January 2015. Blink your eye or look at the twinkle in your damsel's eye, and it will be 2016, 2020, 2025, 2030, 2040, 2100, and beyond. Chuck Norris, the only man who counted to infinity twice. I was thinking about all the cool interviews we've done over the years with people, because we re-aired yesterday just a small snippet of them. And definitely we've got to dredge up some of the Chuck Norris interviews and kind of have a really cool Second Amendment show with our Second Amendment guests we've had on. That's a side issue. I just thought I would throw out the silly, silly quote about Chuck Norris. You know, when Chuck Norris bench presses or does push-ups, that the earth moves, not him. Okay, now I'm getting really silly. And I don't know why I went there. Hey, but the new Pew Research has come out and shown that Americans, compared to any other country in the world that is industrialized and, quote, wealthy, are the most upbeat, Pew Research says. And also Pew Research says that our economy is doing great and that everything is awesome when you're part of a team. People on average are probably happier despite a lot of the sociological tyranny we're under because they're not aware of how they're losing their humanity. They are distracted. They are diverted by scientific systems that were formulated to keep us in a very spectator-like position of suspended disbelief, living in a matrix-like fantasy land. So we're losing our real health and we're losing our higher brainwaves on average. We are having our consciousness dulled. That's in every major spectrum study out there. We are losing our families. We are losing our wealth. We are losing our savings. We are losing our sovereignty. But we are entertained. Just as Rome, as it declined, became more and more a spectator-based, game-based, gladiatorial-based, lottery-based, gambling-based, fraudulent system-based, bamboozle system, we too are following that gulag casino model that Max Kaiser talks about. But that is coming up. Chart: Americans are in an unusually good mood all the time. Well, there's enough serotonin reuptake inhibitor in every major municipal water supply. That was an AP study done a decade ago. At levels, by the way, higher than scientists thought could be in there from just sewage runoff from all of the Prozac family of drugs. You can look up studies in birds and in mammals. I was just reading in a big ornithology paper a few weeks ago about birds. But shrimp, fish, other marine life, other invertebrates, across the board, are, quote, suicidal. They're so happy. Shrimp will not even try to avoid birds now in areas where sewage is dumping out by the Mississippi. And so, yes, people are either really awake and really concerned, or they are completely distracted and diverted, caught kind of in a mesmerized field. The allegory would be the snake in the Jungle Book, whose eyes spin like pinwheels and is constantly trying to hypnotize fellow inhabitants of the jungle so that he may dine on them. This is the great challenge. Can we keep our consciousness? So let me just tell you what's coming up today. Biological bad luck blamed in 2/3 of cancer cases, Reuters says. We've interviewed the top scientists across the board on this subject, genetic engineers, you name it, geneticists. It's true that you are predisposed to get cancer if you have certain deficiencies or if certain toxins are in abundance. But they're saying it's all nature that causes cancer, not nurture or not stimulus, not environment. And everybody knows from common sense, you smoke 2-3 packs of cigarettes a day for 40 years, you're going to probably get lung cancer. Some people, though, they found are over 100 years old in areas of Japan and France who eat certain diets high in minerals, and they don't die of lung cancer when they're smoking 2-3 packs of cigarettes a day and drinking 2 bottles of wine a day, in the case of the French. And it's connected directly to their diet, getting things they need to not cause a deficiency, that then when you add a bunch of other carcinogens on top of it, triggers a chain reaction. She'll undoubtedly, everybody knows that certain families have heart attack problems, heart problems. Certain families are predisposed to cancer. That loads the gun, is what geneticists say. Your genetics loads the gun. Environment pulls the trigger. And they've done studies on this. You can have one brother who has genetics to be very aggressive, and the other brother has genetics to be very aggressive, but one ends up being sent away to boarding school and beat up a bunch, and so that person turns into a fighter and then into a killer. Whereas the other brother doesn't get put in something like that, doesn't get put under the pressure, and so it doesn't trigger those traits that are already there. So genetics loads the gun. Environment pulls the trigger. And I was reading over this article. They're really pushing the idea in the London Guardian and Reuters and just everywhere else that you need to get genetic testing for cancer predisposition. Predisposition. And now they're doing genetic testing where they're claiming they find cancer in you lifetime, when pretty much everyone on the planet gets cancer every day and your body just takes it out with your immune system. That's when your immune system gets overwhelmed, weighed down, doesn't know what's going on anymore, gets confused by vaccines that we know lowers your immune system in every study. Look it up. Then suddenly you don't go after the cancer. So lack of oxygen, lack of nutrients, lack of key minerals, lack of sunshine. All of this is in the real studies accelerating cancer. Then you add a bunch of heavily cooked red meat, a bunch of processed alcohol, a bunch of GMO, a bunch of cigarettes to that, and then a bunch of pharmacological synthetic drugs, you're deader than a doornail. You add a bunch of stress to that, you're in trouble. So I guess I've already kind of covered this story, but plain old bad luck plays a major role in determining who gets cancer and who does not. According to researchers who found that two-thirds of cancer incidences of various types can be blamed on random mutations and not hereditary or risk habits like smoking. So they're saying it's hereditary or it's mutations. Because one school says it's all hereditary, others say it's all mutations. Others say, oh, it's smoking. How about it's all of them? What do you? But they're now saying in these new studies that it's mutations that are happening. What do you think causes mutations? GMO crops, pesticides, all these new synthetic toxins that have never existed before. Cell phone radiation on record causes mutations in the DNA of the brain. The researchers said on Thursday that random DNA mutations accumulated in various parts of the body during ordinary cell division are the prime culprits behind many cancer types. Well, we've always known since they discovered cancer that it's a mutation in the DNA division that then causes the cells to go haywire. But the big issue is, why are so many cancers exploding? And why do they never try to find out why cancer rates are increasing in so many areas? And why don't they try to find out how to stop the cause, not, quote, try to cure something that's got thousands of different corollary reasons for triggering it? So I want to find out why cancer's exploding. Because they're not ever really going to find a cure for it, because there's so many new cancers, because our bodies are being bombarded. And our cells are put under stress and are trying to find ways. What's happening is, just like with insects or bacteria that are put under poison or pesticides or biological attack, they will start mutating. A lot of them will start dying. They'll start getting a lot of deformities. But then they will have genetic divisions that will actually cause resistance or immunity to the poison, to the toxin, to the cancer. So this will cause, in a minority of our offspring, superhumans that will be resistant to the BT corn and all the chemicals and the fluoride. I mean, insects are reproducing sometimes on a weekly basis, a lot of times on a yearly basis. That's why they become drug resistant or drug immune within a few years. Bacteria within a few years, because they're dividing sometimes every day. So see, they do cause mutations that ends up causing most of the bacteria or most of the insects to not be viable. But some of them, the mutation's right. And the globalists, in some of their papers that we've read on air, admit this is kind of their master plan, poisoning everybody. They believe out of this giant scientific petri dish will give rise to the new super Homo sapien ascendus. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Good morning.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns 80. The number's 80.com.
Way up. Way up.
Welcome to this January 2nd global transmission. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday broadcast as well. Well, Gallup poll says bad politicians, government, top concern of American people. So that shows the American people do understand what one of the main problems are. Some more good news. A poll says 60% of Republicans prefer a new speaker. We're going to be going over that as well. Absolutely. If he won't repeal Obamacare, we need to repeal John Boehner, and he needs to be recalled. He certainly needs to be removed from his leadership position, period. He can go play golf with Obama, where Obama has been snorkeling on his new three-week vacation dining at a restaurant charging $500,000. That's out of the Weekly Standard. To have a membership at the restaurant, $500,000, $295 a plate. President Barack Obama and his, I mean, the reason I raise this is all their class warfare business. And Obama and Al Gore's telling Africans they can't have cars or air conditioning and that we can't have that either. While these people live like King Tut could only imagine. We're going to be breaking all that down. We're going to break down oil hits five-year low below $56 a barrel as supply glut persists. It's an oil war. We've got Peter Schiff, manager of billions over at Global Pacific Capital. He's going to look forward into the year, give us his breakdown of what he thinks happening in the third hour. And we have Paul Watson joining us in the next segment. Headline, terrifying. Scottish police to investigate offensive comments, including telling someone their dress or clothes don't look nice or saying someone's fat, even in a tweet. If you say the fake Rick Ross rapper is a big fat pig, you would be arrested. There is no law. It's just pure tyranny. England does the same thing. Paul Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's Kingdom, London, will be joining us. With an eye on 2016, Jeb Bush resigns from all boards. That's just some of the disgusting news we're going to be getting to as they prepare to run the family that helped put the Clintons in power, who vacation together and who call each other family against each other. Talk about can we just have Don King run against Don King for president? I mean, it's for those that don't follow boxing, what killed heavyweight boxing is pretty much dead compared to what it was 20 years ago, is all the rigged events where King would have both corners under him. And event after event, it would be Don King running the whole show. It'd be like if one stable had all 10 horses in a Kentucky Derby, and you saw the jockey of the fastest horse pulling back the reins to slow the horse down, and the horse wouldn't stop, so the jockey shoots it in the head while riding it. I mean, that's how staged these elections are. But the American people sent the Tea Party to Congress. They didn't take it over, but close. The Republicans took over the House and Senate, but I don't think, obviously, the Tea Party didn't get full control yet. But we've come a long way. Certainly come a long way. And I don't see the American people buying into Jeb Bush versus Hillary. And let me get something straight here. I detest Hillary more than Jeb Bush, but only because I've been living under her and her tyranny and her anti-gun, anti-family garbage since I was in high school. But then I know the backside, just as an acid test, I recoil from Hillary Clinton. But it doesn't matter. It's all part of the same rigged game. You'd be like saying, I like this boxer more than that boxer. Don King runs them both. It doesn't matter. So in a way, I kind of want Hillary to get in because it'll just be that much more horrible and in our face and wake people up more. Jeb Bush gets in. The Republican blue bloods that are starting to wake up and the Republican country club types that realize they're in trouble. And then the grassroots kind of Republican blue-collar Reagan Democrats are going to go to sleep for 4 to 8 years while they open the borders up, bring us into all these international unions, gut our sovereignty, bring in internet censorship. I mean, Jeb Bush wants open borders. Jeb Bush is anti-gun. Jeb Bush vacations with the Clintons. I mean, come on. Remember when Terry Reid of the CIA and others told me about the Bushes vacationing with Clinton when he was governor 11 times and secretly hanging out with him and seeing him in limousines together. This is like back in 96 I was interviewing Terry Reid and Larry Nichols, everybody on record that worked for Clinton. And I, I mean, I believed them, but it was wild back then. Now it's just in the news. Oh, they've been friends for decades. They're best friends. Ha, ha, ha. All right, we got a ton of news coming up. Paul Watson joining us. A bunch of science and huge chemtrail news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this first live broadcast of 2015. That takes some getting used to. Long lines expected at California DMVs as illegals apply for licenses. Federal judge rules give them all licenses. I can't go to Mexico and just demand a license to be allowed to vote, but that doesn't matter. Migrants from the Caribbean surge. That's up on drudgereport.com. Stories up on Infowars.com. Some people actually think the Earth is 2015 years old. That's a story by Paul Joseph Watson I'm going to talk about with him in just a second. Lawsuit claims Prince Andrew had sex with an underage sex slave. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Terrifying Scottish police to investigate offensive comments. They're actually arresting people that say someone's fat because if someone says it's hurtful, well, you're not allowed to say it. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter maced after storming police station with protesters. It's the leftist agitators. They have a right to demonstrate, and I support it. The issue here is this is being run by the White House. Just know that. The century of the self controlling the dangerous crowd in the age of mass democracy. Interesting article by Zero Hedge. Here's a story I want to spend time on after Paul Watson leaves us. Geoengineering scientist terrified of projects he helped create. We're going to get this climatologist, meteorologist on the broadcast. This gets into chemtrails, you name it. So we're also going to get into a whole section of articles dealing with Obamacare. Obamacare employer mandate kicks in January 1st, and Fox News is reporting with direct links to the law itself, Obamacare fines rising in 2015, IRS prepares to collect. Now, remember that in the last 4 or 5 years, we would point out sections of the bill. Then it became law the last 2 years, and we would point out that it was getting ready to start kicking in 2014, 2015, 2016. The law is staggered to mainly kick in after the 2014 election. Well, here we are. Don't have health insurance, get ready to pay up. But see, health insurance itself is going up. My parents have both been told that their premiums are going to more than double. They already went up about 45% last year. Now they just got told with Blue Cross Blue Shield, you've got too low an insurance. We have to comply with Obamacare and can't compete with it. So we're going to basically double your rate. Isn't that special? And the main architect of it, Gruber, said they had to hide the fact it was going to do this. And he laughed about it because it's funny, because we're stupid, remember? I don't know. Gallup says bad politicians and corrupt government are the top concern of the American people. Maybe we're not so stupid. We just don't know what to do because the criminals are in control and want to start a civil war as a pretext to totally take the country over. The individual requirement to buy health insurance went into effect earlier this year. But the coming tax season is the first time all taxpayers will have to report to the IRS whether they had health insurance for the prior year under penalty of perjury. The IRS now has a new federal database, I should add. That's in the news today, that is meant to track all that. And, of course, the IRS will get your medical records. Nixon got in trouble for having about 120 records. But they get to have all of them and share them with other agencies and private groups. Okay. The fines for 2014 year were relatively modest, 95 per person, or 1% of the household income. But now it goes up, ladies and gentlemen, into the thousands. Isn't that just special? And then by 2016, over 5,000. And the IRS will be taking it. Isn't that just sweet? Isn't that just darling? Feds are building a national data warehouse for Obamacare and Medicare to keep track of everything you do, the weekly standard reports. That's all up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm also reading from DrudgeReport.com. You can dial 1-800-Obamacare, or I guess 1-800-Affordable Care, and it dials 1-800-FU. Still says that, by the way. Fed's looking for a company to run national data warehouse for Obamacare. Hope you enjoy them in your business, because that's what was in the bill, and that's what it does. So we're going to be breaking more of that down coming up. We'll also talk about NASA's Dawn spacecraft begins its approach to Cirrus. Is that how you pronounce that? An asteroid the size of Texas. We're also going to break this down. I mentioned it was just a fascinating article. Geoengineering scientists terrified of projects he helped create, an excuse for weather modification programs. Dr. Matthew Watson from Bristol University in the UK told the media recently that he's terrified by many of the geoengineering projects currently in the works to thwart man-made climate change, a phenomenon being hawked as an excuse for weather modification programs. by many in mainstream science as a threat to humanity. But see, the projects going on worldwide are admitted, but the details are secret. The patents are public, that they add the barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and some radioactive isotopes to the kerosene jet fuel. Then the pilots, everybody don't know what's going on. The airlines don't even know what's going on. And then they become aerosolized dispersal units. Then they put in kids' textbooks. We showed this about 6 years ago in a mainline textbook being used all over the country. Look that up. Textbook teaches kids about chemtrails, I think was the headline. And it says, yes, we have patents. It's added to jet fuel. It goes through the jet engine and puts a sunscreen, was the quote, up there to protect you from global warming. There's a whole giant global secret project going on. They tell adults it isn't happening, and then it's in textbooks it is. There it is. Science textbook teaches about chemtrails. There it is. That's the Center Point Learning Science 1 Essential Interactions. And that is used in most of the 50 states. You talk about frustrating, folks. I still get emails saying I'm a liar, that they don't have goats that are part spider that produce body armor, when I did the first interview with the guy before that was ever even in the news in 1997, and listeners thought it was a fake interview with the CEO in upstate New York with thousands of spider goats with the Department of Defense program. We ain't in Kansas no more, folks. That was 1997, above ground, not even secret. This is 2015, baby. This is Buck Rogers. But we're in this suppressed system, not aware of it, while there's a literal breakaway civilization operating in plain view, jacking our food, our water, the drug supply, everything. What I know is so insane, I can't believe it. What is admitted is so over the top, I can't even comprehend it. Can you imagine what they're doing? There's a reason they act like we don't exist and don't care. There's a reason the elites are so arrogant. Because they got privy to the life extension technologies, you name it. Does it mean they're immortal? No. It means, though, they're going for it. Almost no one survives. I looked up the numbers. We did articles about it a few years ago with a heart pump. It's a bionic heart outside the body that uses your heart as the bag. More than 6-7 months. The record longevity with those was about a year and a half. Dick Cheney lived past that, and there was never an article about how he held the record. And he went out and did all these PR pieces on C-SPAN, you name it. They had like some two-hour special about Dick Cheney's heart on C-SPAN. In fact, I think that was the name of the special. I watched the whole thing in a hotel room on a journalist trip. I couldn't go to sleep. I watched like 2 hours of Dick Cheney talking about his heart with his doctor. Dick Cheney looks better than he looked 15 years ago. Dick Cheney lived almost 2 years with a bionic heart without a pulse. And he went on to say, before he got a new heart, a real heart from a donor, that he didn't get anything special. Dick Cheney, it's my new heart, not someone else's old heart. That's out of what, AP? The point is, they're getting stuff we're not getting access to. You better believe Harry Reid, who fell off his treadmill and broke his face and a bunch of ribs. And I don't even take pleasure in it, even though I detest Harry Reid. I'd rather him get right with God and repent of all his evil. But the point is that none of them are immortal. I don't care how many technologies they get. They may be able to store their memories in a computer, and the scientists will call that computer Homo sapien transcendent. But it's not really you. It's just more flim-flam from a bunch of con artists. You globalists, for all your power, couldn't hold Baghdad with 100,000 U.S. troops, and you're not going to hold the human spirit. That's the type of stuff that's coming up today. Paul Watson will be with us about 10, 15 minutes of the next hour. Then I'll get into the geoengineering news, the economic news on oil, what that really means from my view. Peter Schiff's coming up. I want to ask Paul Watson about several terrifying, and that's in the headline, articles at Infowars.com by he and Kurt Nemo. the vaunted Kurt Nemo, terrifying Scottish police to investigate offensive comments. Prospect of Orwellian thought police prompts huge backlash. Now, I had Robin Page on about 14 years ago. It was the year 2000, so 15 years ago. He's host of One Man and His Dog, where he would walk from town to town, visit different pubs, different restaurants, all the cool areas in England and in the UK, also in Ireland, you know, up into Scotland. He gave a rural affairs speech where he said rural communities deserve the same protections as homosexuals and Muslims. Page wasn't even a right winger. They arrested him saying the word homosexual is hurtful and for saying that Muslims were offended. And that was in the news. BBC apologized for his great evil. That Robin Page interview is out there. I interviewed him. You can pull up other headlines. Hundreds arrested in London sting of racist words where they sit, it said, in Indian curry shops and in coffee shops listening for any racist terms under the breath, and then you are arrested to create fear. This is what political correctness is. Nothing to do with stopping racism. They let known Al-Qaeda terrorists come in, Rashida SWAT, MI6, and run the 7/7 bombings. That came out on Fox News, even on Fox News and in British news. So it's all staged. It's all a big joke. It's total tyranny. I want to talk about that with Paul Watson. And I want to get into the royals, all their top buddies caught with secret slave rooms with kids and dead kids found on their property, and Jimmy Savile and all these leaders. And the point is, this is all being brought out, though, to blackmail the UK empire into the final New World Order, folks. This is being brought out at a key time for a reason through the control press. So I'm sure a lot of it's true because it just keeps happening. But at the same time, there's something else behind it. The UK has been trying to get out of the EU. There's major power jockeying. Just like you saw stuff being brought on the Vatican at a key time. There is an unseen hand above this manipulating it. So all that with Paul Watson. Paul, let's get into this article. Scottish police to investigate offensive comments. Well, they're now arresting people. I saw you wrote about 2 days ago who call someone fat because, quote, they felt offended. That's what hate speech is. That's what they're trying to pass here. But I guess it's already arrived where you're at. We already had the mayor a few months ago of Houston send out subpoenas and was looking at criminal charges for preachers who were preaching that homosexuality was a dangerous lifestyle. I mean, is there free speech? Since when did tolerance, which I believe in, become, no, you have no free speech, and we don't tolerate your views? What is happening in Her Britannic Majesty's kingdom?
Well, Alex, this controversy started earlier this week when a British TV host called Katie Hopkins tweeted out a joke. We had an Ebola patient arrive in Scotland earlier this week. She was transferred to a hospital in London. So this TV host, who is known for making these controversial comments, tweeted a joke about, quote, Glaswegian Ebola patient moved to London's Royal Free Hospital, not so independent when it matters most, are we Jocksville? So the response to this relatively tame joke was for tens of thousands of people to sign more than one online petition calling for her arrest and for her to be charged with racial hatred. And apparently now, Alex, I've learned this week that Scottish people are in fact a race. You know, liberals are so obsessed with being offended that they're now inventing whole new races of people to claim that somebody's racist. So instead of completely dismissing this out of hand for the idiocy that it is, Police Scotland, the official Twitter account, tweeted out, quote, please be aware we will continue to monitor comments on social media and any offensive comments will be investigated. Now, of course, they won't be investigating the threats to kill this TV host, which I actually tweeted out earlier today. They won't be investigating, given that they're now acting as thought police for Twitter, the 77 unsolved murders in Scotland. Scotland is the number two murder crime capital of Europe. But they will be investigating people who make jokes on Twitter. So the response to this was completely vitriolic. Farage came out and basically said the people who complain should be charged with wasting police time on the other side of the political equation, a London Independent writer came out and rightly said, this is terrifying. This is George Orwell's thought police. So people across the border united in their outrage that this has become a police issue, that it's now a racial crime to make fun of Scottish people, with tens of thousands of people signing these petitions calling for this TV show host arrest.
Continue, Paul.
And it's the same TV host. We had the previous article where she did a recording for a weight loss show with fat people. And this is the whole fat acceptance movement, which I'm doing a video about on Monday, where she merely asked somebody how they became fat, if it was due to overeating. One of these fat activists then proceeded to call the police and report the TV show host for committing a hate crime in questioning why this fat person became fat.
Because I did see it in the news where the police went and interviewed and took somebody in but didn't charge him. Was that this talk show host or another one? Because there's so many instances of this, Paul.
They're still investigating the TV host. They did arrest somebody for, again, making another joke about an accident that occurred with a bin lorry running over some people in Glasgow a couple of
weeks ago. That's right. Stay there. I want to come back and go over this, because now they're wanting us arrested, you arrested, Lord Monckton by name, for questioning global warming.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lasik. Kick some ash with Lasik's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lasik.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Joseph Watson, London, England, is our guest. He'll be with us about 15 minutes in the next hour. Then I will get into the economy, the big battle over the budget between the Republicans and the Democrats, but mainly the Tea Party insurrection. We're going to look at Politico. I thought it was a conspiracy theory that the smart grid would be used to spy on us and control our lives. But Politico now says it's dangerous, so it must be true now that they said smart grid powers up privacy worries, and they get into all that. Congress demands answers on Fed's cell tower tracking by simulator towers. It's only a simulator when it steals all your data without a warrant. That's all coming up, the geoengineering news and more. By the way, in the new year, folks, make the resolution to support the InfoWar, or to redouble your efforts to wake folks up and to support this transmission. I want to thank you all. You can get super high-quality products at very competitive, low prices at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com and fund our operations. So I want to thank you all for your support and ask you to recommit in the new year. We've got 48% off right now on the New Year's 2015 Resolution Pack. I'm going to officially start it next week and go for 1 month taking photos every few days with my shirt off. In fact, let's just start it today. I know hardly anybody's here. Folks are on vacation, but I just got to pick a spot, start pulling my shirt off, start taking the photos. It's got to be done. And we're going to see what happens when I take the Oxy Powder, Super Male Vitality, and the methylcobalamin nutraceutical beyond that grade, Secret 12, vitamin B12, religiously several times a day. I'm only going to take Oxy Powder for like a 7-day period, but the others, because I always forget to take this, but every couple days. And I'll keep doing the same amount of exercise, the same amount of eating, you name it. We'll see what happens. But I've already had dramatic effects, as folks can see watching on television, with the InfoWarsLife.com products, the X2, you name it. We're going to see what happens with this 2015 health challenge. But 48% off those three products when you get them together, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Paul, we'll get more into this in the next hour, but continuing with this Orwellian move, it segues right into being climate deniers. Or if you don't want open borders, they say they may arrest you. So already saying it's a race crime to say you don't like, you know, there's too many this, too many that. I mean, the truth is every group of immigrants has its own racist stuff. People in the country have their own racist deal. It's just tribalism. And some of the discrimination is legitimate. If, say, you're Tibetan and you don't like the fact that the Chinese are being forcibly migrated there and that they're trying to force Tibetan women to marry Chinese men. I mean, I don't have a dog in the fight whether you're Tibetan or Chinese. I like Chinese folks. The point is that immigration can be used as a weapon, but they want to try to ban even criticizing that. Or say you can't even use the word immigrant now. First, it's don't use illegal. Now don't use immigrant. Now it's migrant. What's the bottom line here?
The bottom line, Alex, is that they're taking on board any discrimination whatsoever, even if it's mere discernment. Like I said, with the fat acceptance movement, now feminists are glomming onto this. They're embracing it. They're promoting a lifestyle that is incredibly harmful to women. We know obesity is linked with a myriad of different diseases. It costs the economy, costs the U.S. economy $663 billion a year. Yet now we're being taught, and in fact TLC has just given the star of Fat Girl Dancing her own TV show to push this propaganda.
I want to talk about this. It's not that we hate fat people. I mean, I used to weigh 279 pounds. It's that we care about them, and they're trying to say we can't tell folks, hey, you want to try to control your diet. Stay there.
GCNLive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their body
bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.